Ah, good morning to you, 40. How are you going?
I'm having a fantastic time. I'm over here in Auckland today, but everyone's just talking about the drop of the Netflix promo for Harry and Meghan.
Yeah, are we excited?
Well, I don't know if I'm excited, but I guess they almost, it's predictable. I mean, no matter what they dropped, people would be angry and outraged, and it's kind of really what a promo is meant to do anyway. It's meant to get you curious and get you talking about what's going to happen, and the whole thing, the six parts, drops a week from now. What is interesting is that normally for a big TV show, sort of an epic thing, they would be promoting it weeks out, and they've only just dropped this today, one week out, and many people are wondering, is that a deliberate ploy to kind of take away from this whole royal visit that's going on at the moment? Are Meghan and Harry that, you know, precious that they can't bear the fact that Kate and William are getting good publicity, and they've deliberately dropped this to try and take away some of that spotlight? I'm not sure about that. But the other interesting thing about it as a promo is that we actually see virtually nothing of the actual show. We see a lot of photographs, black and white photographs mostly, but we don't actually see any grabs of them being on the road, which is presumably what this show is all about, and them going to charity events and doing whatever they do. So in that sense, I'm curious to see more, but I just wonder really if we are going to be ending up disappointed. Is everyone just on a hiding to nothing with this?
Well, I mean, they left UK to get out of the public glow, and
oh,
people
please.
Want to know. And now they're putting out their own documentary. Have a listen to this.
No one sees what's happening behind closed doors. I had to do everything I could to protect my family.
When the stakes are this high, doesn't it make more sense to hear our story from us?
Yeah, look, anyway, I know what I think. Others will make their own judgment. Now, I've been thinking a bit about the Lady Hussey issue. She was the person who was closely, well, in the family, wasn't she? But there's been a change of tune in the last 24, 48 hours, Peter.
Well, I think there's divided opinions about it. And I think maybe now people are starting to wonder, are there other agendas at play? Did the royal family react too quickly? You know, has this poor lady of very senior years been turfed out because they had to be seen to be doing the right thing? And whereas really the conversation, look, I think the whole thing would be very different had the lady not been wearing traditional African outfit. And that, to me, basically says, you know, let's have a conversation about what I'm wearing. That's not something she'd gone and bought at Selfridges, obviously. So Lady Hussey making small talk, you know, maybe she worded it badly. Maybe she didn't need to keep pursuing the questioning as she did. But I don't think she meant anything of a racist nature. But this, and also it's now becoming apparent that the woman who's accused, Lady Hussey, has a history of A, being a huge Meghan Markle supporter, and also writing and saying very negative things about the royal family, including Prince Charles and Camilla. She publicly accused them of being guilty of domestic violence, that's the word she used, domestic violence against Meghan Markle. So it does seem that, you know, you just wonder whether she turned up looking for trouble. And so I'm in two minds about the whole thing, and ultimately, though, I do feel sorry for this woman, Lady Hussey, who's now been kind of turfed out. She's given her whole life to serving the Queen and the palace, and now she's had to leave in disgrace.
Ali Langdon gone from today.
Yes, well, we've noted the departure of Tracy, we've noted the departure of Carrie Bickmore and Lisa, so of course we have to say farewell and congratulations to Ali Langdon. Of course, she won't be gone for that long. You know, she will be back, and she'll be back on The Current Affair as of the end of January, and she served well on the Today Show. Her and Carl were a really good team, but, you know, this is a great opportunity for Ali, and she posted a beautiful picture onto her social media, if you have a look, of Carl and at her going into the studio together, arm in arm, for the last time together. So check that out. Yeah, so congrats and good wishes to Ali Langdon.
All right, Peter, enjoy New Zealand.
Have a lovely day.